This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Mr. President, what about Michael Cohen? Are you considering...
Thank you very much. Stupid question. Go ahead. Any other... anybody else, please?
All right. There is such a thing as a stupid question. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Stupid question. Stupid questions because there are stupid people. I'm going to prove it to you. Look, it's funny. I talk about leftists, they get mad at me. Kevin, you call us stupid. What's with the name calling? What do they do? They call you names. But here's the difference. They say, Kevin, you're stupid. You're an Uncle Tom, which I am. And I'm a proud Uncle Tom. You read the book, you'll understand why. You're a Clarence Thomas. Yes, I am. I'm a proud Clarence Thomas. Then they tell me you're a coon bud Negro, but they use different language. They tell me I'm a step and fetch it, a tool of the white man. I'm like, yeah. Okay. So you want a name call, stuff that I'm not. Well, you're a pedophile, you know, and not only do you like, you know, defiling young children, you're a hate monger and a racist and all these other things. And I prove it to them. I don't just say it. I prove it. If you're a supporter of the left, you're a supporter of pedophilia. You're supportive of you're a misogynist. You're in the you like degrading women. You like degrading black people and Latinos. You like putting people into buckets, sizing them up, saying, here's where you are. You are into a caste system. You are a classist. You believe yourself to be elite and more intelligent. You believe you have privilege of whatever sort. White privilege, black privilege, women privilege, LGBT privilege. You believe all that stuff. And I'll prove it to you. And I ask this question all the time. And guys, you know me. You know me. I will take all comers. You come on this show with your leftist ideology, and I will absolutely destroy you. And I'll do it in a way that you can't say I'm attacking you, because I won't give you conjecture. I'll ask you questions, and I'll even limit it. I'll ask you 20 questions. I won't even need 10 before you're squirming in your little seat going, you're racist, because you don't have anything. And I've put this out there. I've been doing this show for better part of 9 years. I've put this out there year after year. I've had maybe 2 people that have taken me up on it, and I've destroyed them. I'm not talking about barely beat them. I rubbed them into the ground with my heel like they were a bug. It was nothing. It was easy. It was easy. I've never had a difficult debate. Well, but I've made them go all the time. You guys see me on TV doing this stuff. Look, and I'm not doing it as a plug. Like, ooh, Kevin's so amazing. I don't think I am. I don't. I think many of you would easily do what I do. The only difference is you decided, hey, I got my kids, I got my job, I don't want to do it. But if you were put in a debate format, you. And I get some of you. But Kevin, you're quick on your feet, man. You think quickly. I agree. I've been doing it a long time, man. I mean, it's like, if I'm a blacksmith, and you can make your own blacksmith stuff. If I teach you, it's going to take you longer. You could fix your own car. You could clean your own house. But people that do it day in and day out, they do it quicker. I do it day in and day out. But you think about it. You know about it. There's nothing new here under the sun. So, you know, I'm just giving you the facts. We're all sharp. We know what we're doing. And these are the people that they're afraid of you because you are so logical in your way of thinking about it. They really can't debate you, so they go to the name calling. But then they get mad when you call them names, and they don't know how to take it. That's why I do it. You want to know what the latest is? What makes you racist? Check this out.
What does breeding mean to this president? Because when you think of breeding, you think of animals breeding, populating.
I'm not going to begin to think what you think. Certainly, I think that you mean a lot of things to a lot of people. But the president is talking about a growing problem, and I addressed that with Jim. I don't have anything else to add.
I mean, April, It's not funny, but yet I hear this. It could mean a lot of things to a lot of people. The president has recognized this is a major problem, but we never define what the this is. I mean, she never actually will go there.
Right, and that begs the question, again, what does breeding mean? And, you know, I even called California Congresswoman Barbara Lee. She said it's disgusting, period. He meant what he said. Because some people are trying to say that there was an autocorrect issue with this president. And if it was a problem, he would have said, I made a mistake or recorrected or corrected it, what have you.
What was it supposed to be, an autocorrect even? I don't even...
It was supposed to be, according to some people that we are, again, yeah. We're talking, some reporters that we're talking, they said, breeding contempt. Now, if it was breeding contempt, you would change it, wouldn't you?
So I'll be honest, I didn't hear the quote, but I know this. It doesn't matter. Breeding, I love, you got to go out one day just for fun. You got to go on the internet, do a little surfing, and just look at all the things that they claim are racist. Remember when Ross Perot said, you people? And now it's become the joke. You people. I say to you people all the time. Yeah. Suddenly it was, well, what do you mean by you people? And Ross Perot is like, you people asking me the question. You people looking for answers. But they took it as black. You talking about black people? And what if Ross Perot had said, yeah, you black folks. What was the harm? But Perot was supposed to be prejudiced, or I mean, I'm just giving you an example. You people to this day remains one of those things that politicians don't say because they're afraid to say it. I say you people all the time. You people, your cousin, them. People are crazy. But this is where we are now in the political mainstream where breeding is racist. Because you know why? Leftists see themselves as animals. They do. I know y'all, you guys think I'm kidding you when I tell you that if you said breeding to me, I don't think of, I'm not looking at, okay, we're going to breed the big buck slave with that big buck woman slave and get us a good group of slave kids. They're going to be stronger than the other kids and we'll have the best slaves on the plantation. Hey, the best slaves on the plantation undoubtedly are Democrat. I tell people all the time, I'm a free range Negro. I'm not on anybody's plantation. So, if you want to look for great slaves, I give you the left. They have the best. They train them. They make them strong, strong will to be so little in mind that they will not walk off of a plantation that has no borders. It's got no security, no fence, no nothing, no moat full of alligators. And they stay there because that's the way the Democrats have trained them. Keep them fat, black, and stupid. We'll be there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177 or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Oh, I know it's not in vogue right now because, you know, we're not talking. Nobody's been shot in, what, the last 3 or 4 days. No way for the Democrats to make some hay with gun control, but there's still a lot of gun control debate that is going to happen. Anybody think that we're not going to be talking about guns within the next 60 to 90 days? Now, please. You know we will. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. I like colorizing these discussions, and I tell politicians all the time, if you want to win a race, colorize it, genderize it, tenderize it, make it more than what it is. You have to get this thing out of the thinking of logic. Well, Kevin, I don't think of people in terms of color or gender or religion and whatever. Well, then that's why you lose, because that's all Democrats do. So in order to outthink a Democrat, you have to think like them. How do you think we catch these crazy people, these serial killers? We have profilers. Well, I'm teaching you how to profile. Oh, I know. Kevin, we've been taught never to profile. Mm-hmm. And that's why the FBI does it, right? That's why they have an actual person called a what? Anybody? Anybody? A profiler who looks at things. Says, you know, the person who likely committed this crime is a white male. Age 32 to 40. And wears blue jeans, blue collar worker, distant from his folks, probably not married. They give you all kinds of stuff. Because that's how you learn. You learn about, here comes human nature. Tell them that it's human nature. Why? Anyway, I'm getting all musical on you. The fact is, you profile because you observe. Martial arts is based on profiling, the Chinese version. Watch the praying mantis, watching the monkey, watching the tiger, and so on and so forth. How they fight. You watch everything. You profile traffic patterns, when to go to the movie theater, when not to go. All kinds. Profiling is your freaking life. And the left tell you, don't profile. Oh, no. Or you can profile and so on certain things, but you cannot profile when it comes to people. Because that would be not a good thing to do. If you said, you know, it's really funny. Seems like there's a lot of crime in the black community. Just profiling. Just looking at the observable numbers. And then somebody goes, ooh, that sounds rather racist. No, it doesn't. Sounds rather mathematical. That's all it is. It isn't that black people are historically worse than other people. They've been put in historically worse conditions. Then you start asking yourself why. And you go backwards and you figure it out. Leftism. Progressivism. Voting for Democrats who say they're going to help you. So here's something you might, I don't know if this is going to be interesting to you or if you know it or you don't know it, but gun debate. Blacks are mad to be left out of the gun debate. Weeks after the Parkland shooting, Jonetta Elzey, a civil rights activist who rose to prominence during Ferguson, scrolled through her Twitter feed, observing how the media treated the Parkland students fighting for gun reform, and she was perplexed. These students' ideas and voices were welcome, she observed, while her voice and others like hers had been shunned, even ignored, just 4 years after Michael Brown was shot in Ferguson. Even though to her, they were all speaking out against the same thing, gun violence. Now, she's twisted. That's right. Jonetta Elzey is twisted, but such is the left. She's twisted because she's saying Michael Brown got killed by a gun. That's a terrible thing. It's terrible. Barkley was saying, that's a terrible thing. It's terrible. Well, Michael Brown got killed by a gun because he tried to kill a cop. But that doesn't mean that we can't get these people fighting against each other. Yeah, Jonetta. Yeah, you're doggone right. They care about these white kids getting shot up at Parkland. They don't care about Michael Brown Jr. getting shot. But oh, by the way, they also understand that Michael Brown Jr. got himself shot. So y'all might want to deal with that issue while you're at it. I'm just going to hang up and listen. Now I'm going to walk away. Yeah, she said, they said here, Elzey's been protesting police violence, which she says is a major part of the broader gun debate. Now again, she's guano crazy. There's nothing to be listening to about this. But what she's saying is they're talking about how to protect the Parkland kids, how to do a better job. Now, the bigger debate is we need to be protecting kids in the schools, which leads itself back to what? You want to go back to the beginning with me? Leftism. Oh, they got rid of the bullies, right? All the bullies are gone from school, but they all said if we hadn't bullied this guy, he might not have come back and shot us up. The very people who were protesting at Parkland, that little Hernandez chick that looked like she's headed for lesbianism, that girl said, we used to bully him. He comes back and shoots the school up after the school knows who his record, knows that he's got some issues related to being around so many leftists his whole life, and they still let him in and he shoots up the school. And now black people are going, y'all are leaving us out of the gun debate. Well, you're out of a lot of debates, black folks. I hate to break it to you, black leftists. You've been left out of a lot of stuff. You've been left out of safe schools, better schools, safe neighborhoods, better neighborhoods, owning your homes, starting businesses, you name it. They've been leaving you out. And they want you to believe that you're part of the equation. The only part of the equation they have for black people on the left is your vote. That's all they care about. And they want it to be Democrat. And the minute that black people stop voting Democrat, they will first be ignored and ostracized, and then they will be ushered in by the Republican Party. They will start getting what they need because they will stop focusing on ethnocentric needs and start focusing on the needs of the many. They will be looking for better neighborhoods for all. This idea of everything black will disappear. The gun debate, not that there needs to be one, isn't about white kids versus black kids, black schools, black neighborhoods, white schools, white neighborhoods. It's not about that at all. It's about, do you believe in the Second Amendment and your ability to protect yourself? And anybody that can convince you that you shouldn't have that is probably not in your corner. They have not walked a mile in your shoes, Jonetta. Okay? They don't understand how tough it is to be black in a black neighborhood. Now, Jonetta's saying, no, it's a cop problem. She knows it's not. Disregard that. Go deeper. We can make her understand the real problem. But we got to get her going. While she's already hanging on to this, we're missing out of the gun debate. She's on to something. You're missing out on the debate, Jonetta, because they want you to. They don't want you to see the reality of Michael Brown. And they don't want you to see what's going on with these schools. They don't even want you in the debate with Parkland. That's a whole other issue. They want you disarmed, Jonetta. Jonetta. They want her disarmed. They want all these black folks disarmed. See, they see these black people as the worst of society, the dregs, they're the ones they have to get disarmed first. That's why they're doing it. Democrats will never admit it, but it's a fact.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Oh my goodness, Hollywood, where's Black Panther when you need him, baby? They got the another Marvel movie coming out, another, what is it, like Avengers or something like that? Yeah, the Avengers. And take away any of the Marvel or DC comic films and look at Hollywood over the last 5 years and tell me where they would be. Take out Black Panther and tell me where Hollywood would be this year. Wow. I mean, these fictitious characters, all superheroes, mostly alpha males, out there saving the world, and people are flocking to the theaters to see it. That's got to really upset some of the left, the women, the feminists. Hollywood is struggling. Guys, how many shows can I do where I tell you, Hollywood, you congratulate yourselves, get your pretty selves out there. Come on, man. You are definitely making an impact. I don't know about you. I suspect we are the same. I haven't gone to the movies, and I can't even remember the last movie I saw. Can't even remember it. Honestly, if I put a gun in the air and name me the best picture of this year, or last year, best picture, 2017, I don't know which year we're in, you know, in terms of that. But if they did the Emmys or Oscars right now, which one? The last one. Name it. What was best picture? I had to just shoot myself. I don't even know. Oh, something with water. It was about a monster, right? But I couldn't name you the title. It drinks the water. Something. I live under the water. Something is water. And I remember seeing the poster because I was like, what's this movie about? But whatever intrigue that it may have had, because it was interesting in some order, some primordial respect, or the fact that it won, I didn't go see it. Did you? Hollywood is in triage. We don't care about their films. It's mostly remakes. Look at, again, last 5 years, look at what's been done. Remake, 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 sequel to this. By the way, there's been no real ingenuity in Hollywood in 30 years. A bunch of remakes. And the only thing they've tried to do is they've tried to give us these female heroines, you know. Scarlett Johansson played, I don't know who it was, but the Crystal Girl. Or, you know, then you had Charlize Theron, South African woman that says she doesn't like living in the United States. And go home, chick. Nobody cares about you. They made her, I forget the name because I don't care. But she was a heroine, right? And, of course, they started it with Angelina Jolie and all these people and all these women that are woo-hoo-ha. And those movies all flopped. Flop, 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 flop. Because you know what? People know. Observe. We can observe this. You can make a woman as bad as you want to make her. There's a dude out there that's badder. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. So when I see a female Wonder Woman, okay, well, Superman. You know, look, I watched Wonder Woman. It was on cable. I didn't watch it. I wouldn't go see it. But I watched it on cable. Now, look at me. I told you, I don't even know the last time I saw a movie, and you look at me like I'm crazy. I didn't go see Wonder Woman in the theaters. Are you kidding me? Anyway, I saw it on TV, and it was visually interesting. But, of course, it's Wonder Woman, so they're going to make her badder than all the dudes. And visually, it was cool, and I liked the war aspect to it. And, you know, it had all kinds of bad chemicals and bad Nazis and what have you. But at the end of the day, the whole time I'm watching that film and I'm seeing these Amazons on the beach. Okay, I admit it. I was watching it for the Amazon. There you go. Anyway, I'm watching this thing, and I'm saying to myself, well, there's an island of dudes. Let's call it Sparta. And they could whoop the Amazons. It isn't even a question. If you got a Wonder Woman, they got a Superman. You know, and Superman is better than Wonder Woman, period. He's the Man of Steel. If she was a Woman of Steel, her steel would not be as strong as his steel. All of this to tell you folks that Hollywood doesn't know how to make a film. It forces its this ideology on you. And because of that, it usually is a bust. I will tell you this. Black Panther was like a Hamilton on Broadway. It was like a special election. They had to have you love Black Panther because their lives depended on it. Look at one of my buddies saw the film. He says, Kevin, I liked it. It was a good film. He goes, outside of all the messaging, the overt messaging. But he goes, it was a good film. And I like the dude who played Black Panther. He did James Brown. Man, that brother was James Brown. Woo! The show was called Get On Up, Get Up, Get On Up, Get On The Scene, Like A Sex Machine. The dude played James Brown to the hilt. And great, good actor. May eventually become a Denzel-esque actor. I'm not kidding you. The dude knows what he's doing. So I want to see the film. When it comes to the cable, I'll watch it. I'll watch it 2-3 times probably just to get, you know, an idea of what they tried to sneak in there. And I heard the brother who was the dude that made the film. I heard him talking about all the things that he put in there to give a tribute to blackness. He's Black Panther. Go ahead, man. Get you know, do all the stuff you need to do to show black power for Black Panther. I get it. That's what the movie's about. You know, Superman, they talked about Krypton and all the different things that, you know, Superman was about. Cool. But once you get beyond that, I want to have an entertaining film. And I like the way the dude did it. I would let him direct one of my films. I mean, I got Bleeding Blue coming out. Not much directing there. But we could hook up and do something together. But anyway, my point to all of this is Hollywood is now all about messaging, and they want to force these issues on you. They want to force LGBT on you. They want to force feminism on you. They want to force blackness on you. When all they should really be focused on is making a good film. The same problem happens in corporate America, period. They want to force blackness in women's groups and Latino groups and all these things that have nothing to do with the product. Here's a hint for Hollywood. I'm going to give you a little secret. You can take it or leave it, Hollyweirdos. We just want to see good films. We don't want your stupid message. If a boy has a dog and the dog dies because he's saving a boy's life like Old Yeller, I'm going to cry, man. I'm going to cry. Not Old Yeller. Not Old Yeller. Okay? But that's going to happen because it's a good film. I don't care whether the boy's parents were Democrats or Republicans, and Muslims or Jews or Gentiles, you know, whatever. All I care about is Old Yeller. Daddy, is he dead? He's dead, Bubby. I remember reading a book Where the Red Fern Grows. You remember this book? I read Old Yeller and Where the Red Fern Grows. I think it's written by the same guy. I cried in that book. The dog died. The dog had to die. He didn't have to die. Sucker. Why you have to kill my dog? I take it personally. Yeah. I mean, you can write good stories without the politics, folks. Cujo. Did you see Cujo? Cujo wasn't a leftist dog or a right. Cujo got bit. Cujo got the disease. He got, what do you call it? Rabies. And then he tormented his owner. Trapped her in a car. She almost died. That was Cujo. I mean, that's Stephen King with his crazy personality. But I'm just saying, come on now. Anyway, here's what I'm going to talk about. I want to talk about Amy Schumer. Because Amy Schumer is one of these outspoken leftists like Jennifer Lawrence and some of these others. And she's finding out that we don't give a crap about her. She's just another chubby chick that's going to go into obscurity while she had a chance to get launched into fame. Launched. She got her shot. And she's blowing it. Here's what they write. From a respectable $30 million offering for Trainwreck to a disappointing $19.5 million opening, I should have said opening, for Snatched, which ultimately flopped, to a humiliating $16 million opening for I Feel Pretty, Amy Schumer's movie career is now in serious trouble. If you include Thank You for Your Service, which grossed $9.5 million, Schumer has now starred in three flops in a row. Like Jennifer Lawrence, Amy Schumer has almost certainly destroyed a promising movie career, quickly devolved from movie star to box office poison. What makes this latest opening especially catastrophic for Schumer is that, unlike R-rated Trainwreck and Snatched, I Feel Pretty is PG-13 and therefore accessible to a much wider audience. Nevertheless, even with its relatively low budget and PG-13 ratings, Deadline reports I Feel Pretty will still lose money. You want to know why? Here's what they write. One, no sex appeal. In the woke era, we're not supposed to say things out loud, but no matter how much the social justice warriors attempt to gaslight us into believing otherwise, human nature is human nature. And who wants to spend $12 and 2 hours watching a chubby woman act like a hot chick? Boom. What can I say to you, feminist? He says, continues writing, there is certainly room in comedy for Lou Costello, Oliver Hardy, John Candy, Melissa McCartney, who's looking pretty great these days, the guy writes. But the chubby comedian in its own genre, one filled with pratfall, sweetness, humiliation, pathos, and ultimately triumphs over snobs. He says, it's its own genre. Those days are over, baby. You know, I love this article, and I love the fact that Amy Schumer is finding out that you can't run a career on fat. You got to run it on talent. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I know when I created some of them, they were classified, but I don't know how many of that group.
But now the DOJ's watchdog has opened an investigation to review it all. So just how much trouble is Comey in? Here now to weigh in is the Director of Investigations and Research at Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell. Thank you so much for joining us.
Morning, Heather.
So you heard James Comey there say that he has been consistent. Has he been consistent in breaking the law, though? That's the question. What do you think?
The answer is yes. I can tell you that at a minimum, it looks like he's under very grave legal jeopardy under 18 U.S.C. Section 1924A, which General Petraeus was prosecuted under, or the much more serious and I think probably applicable charge, which is the felony of mishandling of national defense information. That's 18 U.S.C. Section 793F. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I'm so familiar with these two statutes is that in my past professional life, as a special agent of Army counterintelligence, I've investigated and assisted in the prosecution of exactly these sorts of cases. So I'm not guessing at it. I've done it.
Ouch. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Woo! Comey got problems. He got some serious problems. He got 99 problems, and this is one. Yeah. Minimum 18 U.S. Section 1924A, or the more egregious one, 18 U.S. Section 793F. F as in you flunked. Lori Hendry tweeted this. James Comey deputized a teacher who leaked the memos for him and had security clearance and had access to 35,000 FBI employees, but Jared Kushner was a security risk? Wow. James Comey's in big trouble, and there's no way around it. I told you guys they are even contemplating that maybe the book tour needs to be cut short. I'm going to try to get to his location while I'm in D.C. He would be at the, he's going to be somewhere there on the May the 30th, I believe. And it's somewhere in D.C. or Virginia, and I'm going to try to get over there and ask him a couple of tough questions. Here's what they're saying about his book tour. James Comey's book tour and media blitz have not swayed public perception of the former FBI director or President Trump's decision to fire him last year. In June of 2017, just a month after Trump fired Comey, 55% of the people polled disapproved of the move, while 40% approved. And in April of 2018, they did a Survey Monkey and Axios survey, and the results have yielded the same number. The survey said 56% of participants believe that Comey is doing interviews to promote himself and his book rather than reveal the truth about the Trump administration. I don't know. What are your thoughts? I believe that Comey is going to lose more credibility. I mean, he's already lost credibility. And I think that things will only get worse for Jim Comey. I truly believe that. I don't know where the first straw. I think they didn't we got the first indictment of one of these guys. It's kind of been just downplayed, but we got the first low-level indictment of these leftists. But it's about to happen. Everything that we've seen that's leading up to this proves to me that not only has James Comey lost credibility, the FBI's lost credibility, and it's leeching over into all of the Clinton stuff and Obama. And the Obama thing, because people, when I mention him, they all want to shake their head and go, Kevin, do you really think this is going to lead to Obama? What do you think? I mean, come on, man. How's it? Obama's pretty good about keep. I'm telling you guys, you cannot do the things that have happened here and exclude Barack Obama. It is an impossibility. So what do we have now? We've got an additional 50,000 emails that are going to get read. We've got Hillary Clinton's emails that are now supposedly going to be sent over to Judicial Watch. They requested them. And I want to say it's the 33,000 missing ones that are now going to go to Judicial Watch. And I'm hearing that these are coming in October. The 50,000 are supposedly have been delivered. Now, what do you think is going to come out of this? How much do you believe you can keep a lid on 50,000 emails that aren't going back and forth between Strzok and Page, but are now pervasive throughout the FBI? And even, and I don't know, I talked earlier in the broadcast about this, but now they're saying the FBI at the upper echelons might have been plotting against Donald Trump, and more than just getting him out as president on the ballot box, but getting him, taking him out. Now, you know, I got some flag back from one of the radio PDs. When I brought this subject up, they said something about I condoned, you know, talking about assassination of the president. I'm like, I'm not. Look, guys, are we not grown-ups here or not? I'm talking about the possibility of things that are being discussed because it's being discussed. I'm not a conspiracy guy. I'm a realist. And if you say to me, Kevin, what are the possibilities of you dying? I would say, well, I could die of natural causes at any time, or I could die a cruel and horrible death at the hands of terrorists. Is that not true? I mean, I travel. I do things. I could end up there. It's probably not going to happen. I can tell you what you won't see. You won't see me begging for my life on a camera going, please don't do me. If they capture me, I'm just going to sit there and go, I'm going to be trying to bite somebody. You know, I'm going to be trying to fight. You can cut my neck off, cut my head off, but it won't be because I wasn't fighting. I'm not trying to get out of it, but I could die a natural death. But it doesn't make me a conspiracy theorist to go, that's a range of possibilities. Holy cow. I mean, I couldn't even believe that somebody would quit.
Like, well, Kevin, you're putting that out there about the president.
What do you mean I'm putting that out there? Okay. Presidents don't get assassinated, right? Yeah, right, John F. Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people don't try to kill presidents, right? Ronald Reagan. It happens. If it didn't happen, we wouldn't need Secret Service. And what's worse is when it's happening within the organizations that are supposed to be protecting the president. And that's where we are right now. That's the reality of it. If you don't like it, then cancel the show. I deal in reality. So all I'm getting at, and by the way, I talked about this before. When I said this is a range of possibilities on outnumbered, man, Fox went bat crap crazy. Oh, God, Kevin, well, my goodness, we're getting mail back. I would love to get that mail back today. Give me that mail. I want to respond to them and say, hey, what are you going to say to me when you find out that the FBI, that everybody wants you to believe,
oh, Mueller, he's above reproach. James Comey, he's above reproach. McCabe, why was he fired? How could they possibly do it? How could you talk and disparage such a venerable organization as the FBI?
And then you find out, oh, yeah, holy cow, most of the FBI leadership was pro Hillary Clinton, in the can for Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton were willing to do anything to keep Trump out, including doing him bodily harm. What are you going to say to me then? You know what you're going to say? Dadgummit, that son of a gun's right. Yet again, Kevin Jackson called it. And let me tell you something, folks. I'm going to give you a little hint. I give them sometimes during the show because I don't want you to think I'm full of myself. Common sense. Common sense. Let me tell you why this common sense kicked in. Because I said to myself, you got a billionaire who a lot of people thought on the right was a Democrat. So he's going to get elected, or he's running for office. He's a reality show guy, billionaire, and pretty much a lot of people would want Donald Trump's life. You get what I'm saying? So he declares he's going to run and declares as a Democrat, as a Republican. The Republicans beat him up as a Democrat. The Democrats dismiss him. Then he starts to fight, and he gains traction, and they go, oh, no, we want him. This is the guy we want. The Democrats plotted to get Trump as their candidate. And then when it finally looked like they were going to get him as their candidate, they go, holy crap, we don't know what to do. He's a wild card. We don't know how to fight him. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to start a negative campaign, a misinformation campaign about Trump. He has sex with multiple women, blah, blah, blah. He sleeps with women in Russia. He's tied to the Russians. He's got real estate holdings in Russia. Meanwhile, the Democrats have all that. They got all the sex and the intrigue and all that other stuff going on their side. Everything they're accusing Trump of, they've done, even to the degree of selling out the nation's uranium to the very enemy they claim that Trump is in cahoots with. And when they can't do that, and Donald Trump completely confounds all the experts, and he wins a race, which, by the way, I told you was going to happen, they then continue going after him. It hasn't ended. So this is where we are. And the common sense of it to me was, boy, if they're willing to do this while he's a billionaire playboy on the outside and he's president on the inside, there's no limit to what they're willing to do. And I'm called the conspiracy theorist.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.